Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Two more Democratic presidential hopefuls visit Sioux City tonight. California Senator Kamala Harris is holding a rally at the Anderson Dance Pavilion. Also, former Colorado Governor John Hinkenlooper will attend a private event at the Truman Club. Presidential candidate and U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York says people need to speak out when President Trump is wrong and demand accountability out of lawmakers in Congress. She made a campaign stop last night at the Key Club in Sioux City and addressed the recent mass shootings in Texas and Ohio.
We have to do everything we can to fight against gun violence. We need Congress to get back into session, particularly the Senate. And Mitch McConnell needs to call all senators back this week so we can actually vote.
Gillibrand wants tougher laws, including universal background checks, the ban of large magazines and assault weapons, and a federal anti-trafficking gun law. Gillibrand spending 5 days crossing the state in an RV, meeting with supporters and future voters who are still undecided.
Your caucus goers are really well informed and they turn up. Several people here I've met several times, and so they're getting to know the candidates one by one. And I think if I have a chance to just meet as many caucus goers as I can break through and win.
The first in the nation Iowa caucuses take place on February 3rd. Two voter advocacy groups have told Iowa's Secretary of State that the state must stop rejecting ballots from people misidentified on state lists as felons, saying that the practice violates election laws. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.